The fantasy of Texas national independence has been stoked for decades, but in recent years it's found an ally with Russia. An investigation into a popular pro-Texas secession Facebook page found that it was run by Russians. The Heart of Texas Facebook page was operated by a troll factory called the Internet Research Agency in St. Petersburg, Russia, with the intent to juice right-wing paranoia. The page was populated with posts of fake news and grammatically flawed diatribes against illegal immigration, refugees, Islamophobia, and there were rants against Hillary Clinton and imaginary voter fraud. The Heart of Texas Facebook page had some 249,000 likes shortly before it was suspended. Casey Michel is a reporter for Think Progress and has been tracking Russian efforts to fuel secession campaigns in Texas and around the world.
The Heart of Texas, which is revealed to be Russian, really played up. This plenty of the posts and the memes that they had on that site were all about Texas independence. Texans don't need anyone else telling them what to do, where to go, how to live their lives. Therefore, we should be an independent country, break free from Washington, break free from the other states. All the while, this is, again, a foreign-run website pushing this. That's not to say they were necessarily pulling all of the strings. Again, those Texas separatists on the ground in Texas, they have their own agency. They have their own decisions that they made on their own end. But as we saw with this Heart of Texas page, there were even rallies and protests organized by this Russian Heart of Texas page that people turned out for. One of them was in Houston, protesting an Islamic center, brought out plenty of people, about 100 people total in terms of protesters and counter-demonstrators, some of whom were armed with AR-15s. It was serious stuff. You can laugh about the typos and the bizarre grammar on the site, but at the end of the day, it is serious.
How do we know for sure that the Heart of Texas Facebook page and It's Time to Secede Twitter feed were orchestrated by the Russians?
So my reporting led me to believe that at the end of the day, these were operations and pages run out of Russia. All the indicators were there, both in terms of the timing of their setup, both in terms of the messaging they pushed, as well as, again, these bizarre typos and grammar that they pushed. Having studied the Russian language at university, I was familiar with the Russian grammatical structure, and it's pretty clear they just put the words there without paying much attention to the actual grammar. So that's my research pointed to all signs, again, being that this is Russian. We saw that Facebook and Twitter took down these hundreds of accounts. They linked to those in Russia. There were reporters at Business Insider and in CNN who had sources inside Facebook and Twitter saying, yes, these were Russian operations. This Heart of Texas page was run out of St. Petersburg, Russia. There was confirmation from sources inside Facebook. We're able to track back the payments for these ads that were the kind of initial look at or revelation behind these links to Russia.
And is it something different to say that the Kremlin was involved?
Yeah, that's a great question, David. There are any number of questions surrounding that have yet to be revealed. And part of the reason that we don't have as many answers as we probably should by now is that Facebook and Twitter and Instagram are holding all the information themselves. They are keeping their cards close to the chest. They say they're being transparent, but they're not responding to journalists. They're not responding to researchers. So we don't know exactly who their contact was. We don't know exactly who or how many individuals were running these accounts. There are indications that it may have been some kind of independent or semi-independent organization that was putting these out there. But as with many things in Russia, especially as it pertains to foreign policy and in this case foreign meddling, the likelihood is that there are actors within the Kremlin who are certainly aware of it, maybe not necessarily about Vladimir Putin himself, but certainly higher-ups who are looking for avenues to sow chaos and dissent in the U.S. and then take that project, present it to Putin as fait accompli or a successful operation, and say, yes, we'd like more funding, we'd like to expand this going forward.
Now, we have policies being made in Texas that some say have links to the momentum created by these Russian Facebook pages and websites. One of them was the reaction to the Jade Helm exercise, where Governor Greg Abbott ordered the State Guard to monitor the U.S. Army as it did this exercise. And the other one was the creation of these Texas gold depository, which is something that the Texas nationalist movement said that they were responsible for, and which is supposed to be kind of like a Texas Fort Knox, where Texans can put their gold in and keep it safe.
Right.
And no other state has anything like this, and this is brand new in Texas. So this is not a benign, inert type of a movement. We're seeing it actually having effect on policies being crafted in Texas.
Oh, you're absolutely right, Dave. You know, you followed the Texas separatist movement longer than I have. You saw how it grew under the previous administration, grew this momentum on the ground operations, on the ground networking. They were able to find a foreign benefactor in Russia to help support them, to fly them over to Moscow to coordinate and swap tactics with other Western secession movements, some of whom are in the U.S., in Hawaii, in Puerto Rico, in California. But as you said, the separatist movement and sentiment in Texas is far greater and far more structured and has had a far greater impact than any other state in the U.S. To your point about Jade Helm and the gold depositories, the Russian state media played that up as much as anything. In 2015, when Jade Helm was going on, there was a host on the RT Russian state media channel who said that this means that there is a civil war looming in the U.S. It's not here, but it is coming. This is what they pointed to. This is what they hyped up. These tensions that already existed, again, Texas separatism, Texas nationalism didn't generate in Russia, but this was a tension in an existing movement that Russian actors and Russian operatives saw fit to increase and to exacerbate through actions like flying them over to Russia or creating these fake Facebook pages, Heart of Texas, again, being the most popular Texas secession page on Facebook.
About 10 years ago, I remember reading about a Russian political scientist who predicted that by 2050 that the United States would break up. And at the time, people looked at that prediction as humorous and as just not to be taken seriously. Right. But were there people in Russia that did take that seriously and saw that they steps could be taken in order to make that prediction a reality?
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, it's easy to laugh at these kind of fringe movements, these ideas that secession from the U.S. is feasible. You know, as Antonin Scalia said, you know, the Civil War effectively ended that argument. And obviously, in Texas v. White, we saw that it remained illegal for a state to secede, even if they vote on it. That said, there are actors in Russia, one of whom you just brought up, Igor Panarin, who was a social scientist who predicted, again, the breakup of the U.S. into a, I don't know, it was a half dozen or eight or nine separate nations. And I really think that caught on in certain circles. Otherwise, they wouldn't be encouraging movements like the Texas secessionists or other secessionists here in the U.S. Obviously, Texas secession isn't going to succeed in the near-term future, but there is certainly a network being constructed both domestically as well as internationally, looking to movements that we've seen in Catalonia or you know, for that matter, South Sudan, or even as it plays to Russian ears, Eastern Ukraine. That would be music to the Kremlin's ears, and in Crimea. It's a movement and an organization and a network that we do a disservice to ignore, and it's not going away anytime soon.
And even if the full vision is not realized of a breaking up of the United States, just the fact that if you're able to help foster a movement and get people believing it and working towards that, that's enough to cause static in the internal politics of the United States that would take pressure off of foreign policies, which would benefit Russia.
Absolutely. That's 100% correct. And even beyond that, if they don't eventually see a state succeed in seceding, if they don't eventually see any kind of breakup of the U.S., they were still organizing protests in cities like Houston that saw some of the protesters bringing AR-15. As we saw play out in Charlottesville, we can no longer take for granted that these protests between white nationalists, white supremacists, and counter-demonstrators are going to end peacefully. And all it takes is for one or two incidents with one or two AR-15s from one or two protesters that are organized by Facebook pages that are run by Russian operatives, for things to go bad and things to escalate very, very quickly thereafter.
So where do you see this going? Do you think that by making people aware that Russia wants to see this happen, that they have put resources behind these Facebook pages and hired people to create memes and do all this work, is that going to inoculate us against their interference?
you know, there's a phrase that's bandied about a lot within the Russian studies and broader Russian coverage sphere, that Vladimir Putin is a masterful tactician but a horrible strategist. And I think that if we are lucky, this is one of those instances in which the tactics we saw at play were very successful in terms of turning people out, in terms of gaining followers, in terms of gaining information. But once they were found out, it seems as if he or whichever Russian operatives they may have been overplayed their hands. Now we have policymakers in Washington who are far more keen to retain the sanctions, no matter what the Trump administration or the president may want, retain the sanctions on Russia. Those aren't going to be lifted anytime soon. The U.S. isn't going to recognize Crimea anytime soon. Whatever momentum the Kremlin may have found from the election in November has effectively dissipated. That said, I don't know where things go from here. I don't know what Trump is going to tweet tomorrow. I don't know what is going to happen with these investigations that are ongoing. There are so many variables at play right now, one of them being the increasing salience of and support for secession movements in the U.S. from foreign actors.
I don't see anyone trying to mount a counter public relations campaign, trying to lay out that if you're talking about secession, you are a traitor. It is un-American.
Right.
You know, of all these states working together, has been the most successful nation in the history of the world. Why would
right.
we want to mess that up?
You're exactly right. I don't know where that PR campaign, I don't know where that messaging is going to come from. I think as the increasing reportage comes out, more and more people will be aware that there are actors outside of the U.S., adversaries, who are interested in breaking up the U.S. And I think that as more and more people, or have to think that as more and more people are aware, there is a commensurate increase of more and more people who are pushing back against these separatists, pushing back against these secessionists. Maybe their heart is in the right place in terms of the secessionists. Maybe they do want, at the end of the day, simply a betterment for themselves and their families. But the means and the ends with which they're going about it is completely backwards. Absolutely.
Casey Michel is a reporter for Think Progress and has been tracking Russian efforts to fuel secession campaigns in Texas and around the world. We have a link to his reporting on our website, tpr.org.